On this week's Arts Page, Patrick Brown's latest creation, as the artistic mind readies himself for membership in the Order of Distinction. Stay tuned, I'm Vanessa Silvera.
You are my one witness. I can't help myself. I pray about it. I pray for forgiveness and strength.
You left me.
Why you forgotten this all?
Well, if you're there with me because me are your weakness and you are pray for strength, now ask God for help, you left me.
Tackling the taboo and adding a comedic flair to some of society's most poignant issues is all in a day's work for writer-director Patrick Brown. His most recent work, Matey Chronicles, which opened at Center Stage late July, arrests the matter of infidelity, where one man holds sort of a dual citizenship in the hearts of two women. One of them, his till-death-do-us-part wife. Mr. Brown says the production tells a familiar tale with a millennial flair.
In the Matey Chronicles, so you know the storyline. It involves kind of a modernized version of the Matey thing. It involved social media and stuff. Matey Chronicles is actually a blog. A blog named Matey Chronicles. Where this Matey is blogging our affair. Right? And I tried to out him if him know. Step up and left the wife and come deal with the business. So I tried to say we miss because she had been using pseudonyms and so on and blah, but she'll blog everything, you know.
Jambi stars Sakina Deer and Courtney Wilson play Lola, the other woman, and Isaiah, the unfaithful man. Scores of performances evoke just as many responses as the audience journeys outside of the theater and into the lives of the characters. Some with a completely suspended sense of disbelief, offering passionate suggestions about what each character must do.
Talk about inviting an audience into the house, the one they feel like them have the right to advise and comment and cuss. I'm not telling someone them take it so serious that when them see the actor with them like backstage after the show, them have attitude.
Mr. Brown adds that this response from the audience helps to fuel the actors and by extension theater, with the occasional disregard for the fourth wall rule in theater, where the characters reach out and respond to patrons.
I think we get a new breed of theater goers. It's not a bad thing because we are young theatre people. Our theatre is evolving and who knows where it's going to evolve to.
Next week, spotlight on the man himself, his life and journey to becoming the brand name responsible for serving a belly full of laughter in each sitting. Before we go, students entering the JIS Heritage, Poster or Photography competitions, a reminder that the deadline is midnight October 31. If you are 9 to 12 years old, enter the Heritage Essay Competition. Submit your 400 to 500 word essay on the theme, How Would You Like to See Jamaica in Another 55 Years? Secondary level students in grades 7 to 13 may enter the poster competition. Simply design an 11 by 17 inch poster digitally or by illustration, depicting Jamaica 55. Finally, the photography competition targets students attending an accredited tertiary institution. Submit one high-resolution photograph depicting the theme Jamaica 55. Entry forms are available at jis.gov.jm. For follow-ups, call the JIS at 926-35904, extension 2137. Or email queries to heritagephoto at jis.gov.jm, heritageposter at jis.gov.jm, or heritageessay at jis.gov.jm. Submissions should be made using the application form at jis.gov.jm. That's how we close the curtains on today's program. Remember to tune in next week to meet playwright-director Patrick Brown. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
Don't make diseases spread. Wash your hands with soap and water instead. Wash them regular or use a hand sanitizer. Make sure the germs them dead. Touching your eyes or your mouth or your nose. Wash your hands before you do things like those. After you use the bathroom before preparing food, come on, wash your hand them clean. Cause it's so easy for germs multiply. You better wash your hands, it can save your own life. Wash your hand them clean, no bother spreading a disease, no. Hand washing is key.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.